Welcome to It's All About Connection, NVC with Dr. B.
It worked.
It worked. I screwed it up a little bit, but we're going to get better at it.
We are talking about presence and what presence means.
Sometimes I notice that you're not present when we're here.
Yeah, I notice that too. Is that kind of presence then, if I'm also noticing that I'm not present?
I think maybe you're present in the moment when you're noticing that you're not present, but then right before then, you're probably not realizing. You're probably not present. Does that make sense?
How can you
tell? How can I tell that you're not present?
Mm-hmm.
Because when I say something and you don't respond, there's like a there's like a break, and then I have to ask you again, and then you usually will admit that you weren't present. So that's, I think, how I know that you're not present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think I wrote down this topic a couple of months ago, probably, because I think I had some experiences where I was talking to someone like out there in life and didn't have a sense that the person was with me. And I was just noticing like that for me, it's painful when that happens. I guess I have thoughts in a moment like that, that like what I'm saying is not all that interesting enough to captivate somebody, or maybe they don't care to hear what, I mean, there could be so many stories that happen if you have a sense that somebody's not fully with you, even in a neutral situation. I'm not even talking about in a conflict situation. I'm talking about just in a neutral situation, like here we are on the podcast and Heather checks out for a moment, you know?
Mm-hmm. What did you say? Yeah. Yeah, so it's a painful experience. Yeah, not even in conflict, but just everyday conversation. If you notice someone is not present with you, and then you have thoughts that maybe what you're saying isn't interesting enough.
There can be a whole bunch of stories. I mean, is that for you? Does it work the same way? Like if you're talking to someone and then you notice, like how do you notice when someone's not present? What would be some of the classic signs of non-presence?
I think, yeah, when there's like a pause, or you can kind of see someone's eyes glazing over.
Or they're not looking at you, they're off looking at something else while you are talking.
Yeah.
That would maybe be another sign that someone's not there, that they're in their mind somewhere else, thinking about something else. Yes.
Yeah, thinking about something else, or even when they're like talking over you or just like chomping at the bit to talk because you said something maybe a minute ago or probably even less that they want to respond to or have thoughts about.
Right. So they're no longer hearing you because they're just so caught up in, I mean, not they, we, I do the same thing. I'm going to be honest. It happens to me. It's not like, ooh, I never do that kind of thing by any means. I just wanted to have a conversation about, in general, presence, because presence is probably the most foundational piece of nonviolent communication, being able to be present with someone. So just to kind of talk about that a little bit. Is it hard for you when you're just in a casual conversation and you have a sense that somebody is no longer present?
Is that
like,
painful.
I'm just curious, is that like no big deal for you, or for you, is it like it hurts even if you don't say anything? Do you notice that something's painful or that you have some emotion that's hard in a moment like that?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. It feels, I mean, disconnecting isn't a feeling, but it doesn't meet needs for connection.
I think the feeling that comes up for me often in a moment like that is embarrassed.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I feel embarrassed. Yeah. And then I end up having thoughts of like, maybe not being good enough or, you know, not enough to keep this person's attention, apparently. Like, that's the kind of thinking that goes on for me, and maybe why there's an accompanying embarrassed feeling or something like that.
Yeah.
I want people to pay attention to it because I think it is one of those things that is very painful, if I had to guess, for many people. And it's something that we don't talk about. We don't make mention of it. We kind of brush it off when it happens. And also, in fairness, it's hard to have presence, especially when you're in a social situation and there's a lot of stimulation happening. There's music, there's people, you know, there's things going. It's hard to stay present in moments like that, do you find?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's when a million things are competing for your attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a good little exercise, I think, for those listening, and maybe a challenge for us and for our listeners, is like in the next week to just, if you find yourself in a social situation like that, to work on your presence, to work on like noticing when you come out of presence. And bring it back to presence, like really try to strengthen that skill a whole lot. Because again, that's the foundation of NVC. You want to be able to do that in kindness, I think, to, you know, meet needs for kindness and respect for the other person across from you, but also to strengthen that muscles, because presence seems to be like one of the first things that goes out the window when you're in a conflict with somebody. Really hard just to stay with and not get caught up in your thinking.
Definitely.
Yes. Our minds are so tricky in that way.
Yeah, very sneaky. We can run off pretty quickly.
Yeah. So, and just to kind of check in, right, in this conversation right here, have you been able to stay present?
Yeah, I'm trying. I think I am doing it. I'm here right now.
And what would be some of the telltale signs that you're fully present?
I think I'm listening to your every word.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel present in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And
what does it mean to feel present in your body?
Like, I can feel like the weight of my body. I feel where my arm is resting right now. I feel where I'm sitting. I like am focused on you and my attention and my listening is on you. So, yeah. You know, yeah, we've talked about how presence is hard to qualify.
It's hard to qualify. And yet it does seem, I don't know, but it does seem obvious to me when it's missing.
Yeah.
From the other person. It might not be as obvious to me when it's missing from me, right? Because you're just caught up in the thinking, so you're not even aware that presence has left the room. But when somebody with me is not present, I there's something there, I think, energetically. You really can sense it.
Totally. Yeah. Energetically. And then something about the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of just see it in someone's eyes.
Yeah. And I think if you do nothing else when you're with someone, than to just give full presence, that's enough. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, that is the essence of empathy, just being able to be fully with somebody. Doesn't even require words, really. It doesn't. The reflection, no. The needs, guesses, those are all very helpful. But ultimately, the presence is the part that you can't do without.
Yeah, presence is key.
And I think sometimes when you're in a conflict situation and you're going through the motions of reflecting or taking needs guesses and it's not landing well for the other person, that's a good place to check, like, is presence really there? Is presence actually there, or did presence leave?
Yeah.
That's a real good indication, again, of like, ooh, getting self-connected, waiting, getting yourself back into presence. However, you might be able to do it right in the moment, or you might need some deeper work to get to presence. But yeah, that's just something to note, because ultimately NVC is not, it's not a mechanism. You know, it's not these like steps, we've talked about that. They are helpful to move you towards connection, but the presence is the most important part of it.
Yeah, I think that's what makes it empathy. And again, you can go through the motions of empathy or the empathy process, but I think full empathy, regardless of the process that we have, empathy is presence.
True. So those of you listening to us, are you present with us, or has your mind left this conversation? Just wondering, check in with yourself. It's really a good practice to start noticing, where is your mind? We've talked about this many, many episodes ago, about the three states of mind by Steve Taylor, which is abstraction, where your mind is just caught up in thinking, or absorption, where your mind is focused in on a task, so you're no longer actually present in the moment, or attention, which is akin to presence. So it's a really good habit to just start to notice where is your mind, because you can't, get back to presence unless you notice that you've lost presence. It's not an easy thing. That's not true. Maybe you can, but I find it very helpful to be like, oh, wait, I'm caught up in thinking right now. Notice that. Now, can I go back to presence? That's very typical on what goes on inside of my head to get back to presence.
Just noticing.
Yeah, noticing when I'm not there, especially when I'm in a conflict. You're like, oh, wait, I'm going down this road. Can I just bring back to presence? Can I come back to presence and not get caught up in whatever thinking I'm having, judgments I might be having, what I want to say next? You know, can I just stay with, fully with? It's a hard thing to do. Yeah. Anyhows, I'm losing presence about presence. So maybe we should. Yeah. Oh, and I forgot to do this. I could do this somewhere. Let's see. I should have had this going. Oh, no. I was trying to get my banners. Oh, here we go. Should have had this.
Oh, you didn't even notice that.
We weren't even present with the fact that the banner wasn't here. But there you go, folks. If people want to learn more about our process, you can visit us at www.thebigbmethod.com. And if you have any questions or comments about presence or anything else NVC related, you can call us at
850-706-0488.
All right. So thank you, everybody. And on that note, we will end the show.
You've been listening to It's All About Connection, NVC with Dr. B. For more episodes and guest bios, please visit us at www.thebigbmethod.com. That's www.thebigbmethod.com. And remember, empathy first.